love is touching souls. Surely you touch my anchor, part of you pours out of me. Said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
It's 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, September the 17th, 2017. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. On this Sunday, September 17th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to know what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:16 here on WMFO in Medford. This is Donnelly Brown, another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to Major League Baseball scores yesterday. In the American League, the Astros 8 and the Mariners 6. Yankees 9 and the Orioles 3. Cleveland 8 and the Royals 4. The White Sox 10 and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox 3 and the Rays 1. The Blue Jays 7 and the Twins 2. The Angels 2 and the Rangers zip. Over in the National League, the Dodgers 3 and the Nationals 2. The Cubs 4 and the Cardinals 1. The Reds 3 and the Pirates 1. The Mets 7 and the Braves 3. Marlins 7 and the Brewers 4. Rockies 16 and the Padres zip. And the Diamondbacks 2 and the Giants zip. And in interleague play, the Phillies 5 and the A's 3. In the Red Sox game, Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4. He's hitting .271 on the season. Christian Vasquez went 2-for-4. He's hitting .301. And they put him in the number 2 spot in the batting order. Good for him. Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-4. Scored a run. He's hitting .277. Mookie Betts went 2-for-4. Scored 2 runs. Got 2 RBIs. Hitting .264. Hit his 22nd home run of the season. I believe he has 90 runs batted in. Moreland went 1-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .252. Young went 0-for-4. He's hitting .232. Devers went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .291. Holt went 1-for-4. He's hitting .178. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3. He's hitting .256. Cy Young winner Rick Porcello back on his game yesterday. 7 1/3 innings. Gave up 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk. Struck out 3. Had the 4.46 ERA. And he's 10-17 on the season. Reed went 2/3 of an inning. Struck out 1. He has a 4.34 ERA. And Kimbrel came in and pitched the 9th. 2 strikeouts. 1.43 ERA and his 33rd save of the season. So the Red Sox still in first place, holding on to a 3-game lead over the Yankees. Cleveland's streak was ended at 22 on Friday, but yesterday they came back and they're on a 1-game winning streak. And 22-1 in the last 23 games is not bad, I guess. They have a commanding lead over Minnesota, and nobody else is out there contending. Houston has a commanding lead in the West as well. So the only race in the American League is for first place and also, I guess, wild card position. Right now, the Yankees have the top wild card position, and Minnesota, I guess, would be the antagonist. Over the National League, Washington has a commanding lead over Miami. In the Central, Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Louis are all battling it out. With Chicago, the Cubbies. What do they do? Cubbies are 82-66. Milwaukee lost. They're 78-70, 4 games back. And the Cardinals lost. They are 77-71. They're 5 games behind. West, the Dodgers, even though they had been in a losing streak, they still have a commanding 9.5 game lead over Arizona. And for wild card, Arizona is leading, and Colorado is in second place for wild card. So, okay, Hanley Ramirez is out of the lineup for the Red Sox with a bicep tendonitis, I believe. Dustin Pedroia is playing sporadically because of his knee. And then there is, what's his name? the guy we got from the Giants. My mind is not functioning. Oh, Nunez. Yeah, he's out with a leg injury as well. So those are three big bats that are not in the lineup every day, and hitting has been a problem for the team this year. Hitting, I would say, in the clutch has been a problem. Mookie Betts' 264 average is way down from where he was last year. Benintendi is doing really well. Vasquez has been the surprise so far of the season. Rafael Devers also. But Nunez was hitting over 300 with the Red Sox. Let me see if I can find his stats again. Yeah, he was hitting 319. Pedroia hitting 312. So those are, you know, two productive bats out of the lineup, hopefully. They'll get back soon. Actually, Pedroia is back. They're just being careful with him as far as how he goes. But the pitching has been really good. Like I said, Porcello, even though Sale has fallen off a bit, he did get his 17th win the other night. Did he get that win? Or did he? I don't know where he got that win. Let me check again with my stats here. Anyway, they won the game. Whether he got the win or not, I don't know. He's still 16-7. But Drew Pomerantz is 16-5. So, there you go. If anybody had said Drew Pomerantz was going to win 16 games at the beginning of the season, I'd say I'd take it. He had a chance to maybe get 18. Who knows? I think there are, what, 14 games, 15 games left in the season? Who knows? He keeps hitting like that. They keep hitting for him like that. Doug Fister has been a surprise. Not so good in his last game, but overall from the start, he has been extremely impressive. 5-8 on the season with a 4.40 ERA. But I think he's won three of his last five games, so we'll take that. 423 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 17th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside. Post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project. People helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors returned from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
And the mission is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:28, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to college football. On Friday, South Florida defeated Illinois 47-23. Yesterday, Alabama 41, Colorado State 23. Oklahoma 56, Tulane 14. Clemson 47, Louisville 21. USC 27, Texas 24. That game went two overtimes. Penn State 56, Georgia State zip. Washington 48, Fresno State 16, Michigan 29, Air Force 13, Ohio State 38, Army 7, Oklahoma State 59, Pittsburgh 21, Wisconsin 40, BYU 6, upset, unranked Mississippi State defeated LSU, who was ranked number 12, 37-7. Woohoo! Georgia 42, Samford, S-A-M-F-O-D, I don't want to confuse you with Stanford, Samford, Georgia 42, Samford 14, Auburn 24, Mercer 10, Virginia Tech 64, East Carolina 17, upset, Vanderbilt, who was unranked, defeated Kansas State, who was ranked number 18, 14-7. Upset. San Diego State, who was unranked, defeated Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D, who was ranked number 19, 20-17. San Diego State over Stanford, 20-17. TCU, 56. SMU, 36. Washington State, 52. Oregon State, 23. Florida, 26. Tennessee, 20. Upset. Memphis, who was unranked, defeated UCLA, ranked number 25, 48-45. And Miami at Florida was postponed due to the damage of Hurricane Irma. So, there you go, as far as college football scores are concerned. 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 17th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. I promise.
Hey, Mom. I appreciate you stopping by, but I've got to get going soon.
Really? Where are you going?
The kids and I are going to get our seasonal flu vaccines. Glenn already got his at work.
Well, I get mine every year because I'm older, but you're all young and healthy. You don't need it.
Actually, we do. Glenn's boss lost a nephew to the flu last year, and he was a totally healthy kid. And my friend Maria always gets her kids vaccinated. Her doctor told her 20,000 kids are hospitalized because of the flu every year, and some even die from it.
So it sounds like getting them vaccinated is the right way to go.
Getting vaccinated instead of risking the flu is the right choice for all of us.
Seasonal influenza is a serious disease that kills about 36,000 Americans each year and results in more than 200,000 hospitalizations, including over 20,000 children. Health officials recommend annual vaccination for all kids 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:37 at the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy Oates, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, WNBA playoffs are going on hot and heavy. The Lynx are going to play the Mystics today in Washington. Minnesota leads that series 2-0. Also, the Sparks versus the Mercury in Phoenix today. LA leads that series 2-0. And so, therefore, it looks like these little Minnesota in LA are heading for a rematch in the playoffs. We'll see what happens there as time goes on. Okay. Excuse me. Let's go. Oh, well, before we do that, let's congratulate Sloane Stephens for winning the women's division of the U.S. Open tennis, and Rafael Nadal, who won the men's division of tennis at the U.S. Open in New York City last week. The U.S. women were held down the top four places in women's tennis in that series. So who knows? Maybe we're looking toward another women's domination. And with the Williams sisters still in the hovering or in the background. Venus was, I guess, the fifth seed. And Serena just had her baby girl. So we don't know whether she's going to be back, but she says she's planning to come back. So we'll have to wait and see what happens on the women's tennis. On the men's side, there have been some sporadic sightings of potential movement upward in the men's ranking, and who knows, we shall see. Maybe America is making a comeback in tennis. 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September 17th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday. Talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 440 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go right into the National Football League. Last week in our competition, Kenny got off to a blazing start. He went 12-3. My grandson Kyle and I were 10-5, and Scott and Bill were 8-7, bringing up the rear. So we're going to have to see what happens this week. Okay, somewhere in my pile here are my information for this week. And here we go. Okay. On the Thursday night game, I went down again. I had the Bengals over the Texans, and I was surprised that the Texans were able to pull it out. Matter of fact, I'm surprised that the Bengals have not scored a touchdown so far this year. Not that I looked at for them as a tremendously powerful team going to contend for the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but you know, the teams they've been playing have not been teams that you would say, hey, they're really up against some tough ball clubs. No. And the result of their not scoring a touchdown in either of their first two games, the offensive coordinator got fired. As if he can go out there and pass the ball and catch the ball and run with the ball, you know. But anyway, I guess you can't fire the players, so therefore, one OC down the drain. In other games today, I got the Ravens over the Browns. I don't have the guts to go Cleveland, even though they weren't bad last week. They were pretty close to pulling an upset on us. I got the Panthers over the Bills, and the Lion will roar. Cam Newton should do his thing. I hear that Cam Newton has a brother who's playing at Howard University, and had so far a pretty good season. I got the Cardinals over the Colts. I hope that Brissett would get some playing time. He came in and played a little bit near the end of that game, which was a blowout. And I understand they plan to start Jacoby. But second thought, this entire team is terrible. And that's why Luck is in no hurry to get back on the field. They have problems all over the place, especially in the offensive line. I got the Titans over the Jaguars. I still rank them as an up-and-coming team. I got the Chiefs over the Eagles. Unless they were so high for the Patriots game that they can't get it together this week. That's what happens sometimes. You know, you get way... That's, I think, what happened to Arizona last year. I thought Arizona was going to have a great year. And they were so high for the Patriots game and lost that they never recovered. After the rest of the year, they were just, you know, eh. Okay. I got the Patriots over the Saints. Adrian Peterson is upset because he only had 9 touches last week. And so keep him on the sidelines. It won't hurt my feelings any. He's a bomb just ready to explode. So if he's going to explode on the Saints coaching staff, hey, keep that internal. We'll come out with a victory. Even though in that game, Dante Hightower Amendola are not going to play, and we've had the other injuries that we all know about, so we'll see if we can pull it together this week. I got the Steelers over the Vikings. This game will test if the Steelers are really contenders or just pretenders again. I got the Bucks over the Bears. Will anybody be able to get to any games in Florida anytime soon? I guess that's the question. The Florida-Miami game was postponed, college football. I got the Bucks over the Bears. I said that, didn't I? I got the Dolphins over the Chargers. The AFC East is still better than most of the AFC West, and that's not saying much. I got the Raiders pounding the Jets. The NFC West is better than most of the AFC East. I got the Cowboys over the Broncos. Cowboys supposed to be able to tame and ride the wildest bucking Broncos, right? So, it's natural. You're going to pick the Cowboys over the Broncos. I got the Rams over Washington. I'm going with the home team in that one. Rams, unpredictable, since although they looked really good last week. Washington's unpredictable, and who knows what they're going to do. So I'm going with the home team. I got the Seahawks over the 49ers. They can't be as bad as they looked offensively, can they? Well, and supposedly Richard Sherman is limping around. Don't know whether he's going to be a game-time decision or not. I got the Falcons over the Packers. This should be the game of the week, really. Falcons defending NFC champ, losing to the Patriots in that tremendous upset loss. The Packers picked by a lot of people to get to the Super Bowl this year. Had a very good game last week. So we'll see if they can, who's going to come out on top in this one. I got the Falcons over the Packers. And I got the Giants over the Lions. And this is not the game of the week. Giants looked pitiful last week. And the Lions is still the Lions. Bill Tidwell, his picks are Texans. He got a win. So he gained the game on me last week. On Thursday. He got the Ravens, Panthers, Cardinals, Jaguars, Chiefs, Patriots, Steelers, Bucks, Chargers, Raiders, Cowboys, Rams, Seahawks, Falcons, and Giants. So, we don't differ that much. Although he had the Chargers over the Dolphins. I got the Titans, he's got the Jaguars. Other than that, we're all on the same page. Haven't heard from Scott, Kyle, or Kenny as yet. Scott's probably trying to figure out how to move up in the standings. Kyle's trying to figure out how to get away from his grandpa. And Kenny is trying to hold on to his position in first place. Hopefully he doesn't get nosebleed up there. The altitude is kind of thin. 448 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. racetrack, a professional driver knows he's surrounded by other pro drivers.
NASCAR legend and racing champion Rusty Wallace.
When you drive a truck for a living, the only professional around might be you. All the more reason to buckle up every trip, every time. Because out on the highway, trouble can come from anywhere, and it can happen in a heartbeat. If you're ever in a crash, the smartest and the safest place for a trucker to be is behind the wheel, secure and in control of your truck, looking out for yourself and everybody around you. Without your safety belt, you could easily get bumped out of position, and that means out of control. Trust me, that's not good on the racetrack, and it's not good on the highway. So be ready, be buckled. Remember, you're the professional, the one who drives for a living.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. And you're Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO1. 855-915-9636. Let's go to the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics, yeah. I believe that Brad Stevens is burning the midnight oil, trying to figure out how to display all of the talent that he has, since most of them are so new. All of them virtually are so new. I'm flipping back and forth. I'm thinking now maybe the best lineup would be to have Marcus Smart at point guard and Kyrie Irving at shooting guard, with Gordon Hayward at small forward, Marcus Morris at the power forward position, and Al Horford at center. Now, that gives us, a very good, bench. And here again, I have not seen guys like Aaron Baines play. And I've only seen bits and pieces of Gershon Yabusele and Simi Ojele. But I think that gives us... Oh! In our number one pick as well. I've seen quite a bit of him, and I'm very impressed with Jason Tatum. But, it's going to be a battle. And I think to come up and say this is going to be the starting lineup and going forward, that may not be so, because there's also the possibility that Jaylen Brown could be moved to a shooting guard position. And that will break up some of the log jam at small forward. Tatum could be the small forward coming off the bench. And then Gabusele and Ojale could battle it out for the power forward position. And then that leaves us with Aaron Baines and Daniel Theis at the center position. And then we can go from there. Because that leaves us, also with... what's his name? Had it here just a little while ago. Terry Rozier at the point guard position. So, young, tremendously talented, got to get to know each other. The main thing that came out of Brad Stevens' first 2 years is that he is a excellent coach at getting the best out of his players defensively. So if we can play defense and rebound the ball defensively and offensively, which I think Ojale and Gabusele will help us do, we could be a pretty good ball club. And I'm saying not off the bat. I think Cleveland's still the best team in the East, with or without a healthy Isaiah Thomas at the beginning of the season. And they should be rolling right up to the All-Star break. But by that time, hopefully, our guys will have a better grasp of what's going on. and how to play with each other, and they should be pretty well rolling after the All-Star break. So it'll be determined who had the best club afterwards to go up against Golden State, San Antonio, and whoever else has come out of the West. It's going to be interesting to see how Harden and Chris Paul play together. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m. We're going to be featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. You don't want to miss that. So until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. or thereabouts when we do it all over again. And stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. No more new music and top hits of the year 2017 in the gospel field. God bless.